Welcome to Tavern Tales Family Edition. Every December, we'll take a break from our normal production schedule to bring you the continuing adventures of the Chromatic Dragonborn Party, the Order of the D.
This year, we proudly present to you the four-part epic adventure brought to you by Tessa from Nerdsmith. Tessa is a professional dungeon master whose details are in the show notes. And now, on to part one.
Searching for our ending to the fairy tale. Sometimes even shooting stars find wishes and miss their marks. But when the night gets too dark and the road home seems too far, we'll see the sun come up again. We will climb higher than we've been. We got a fire that burns within. We are the dragon heart, and we are the dragon heart.
Hi, and welcome to a 2021 special. It's Tavern Tales Family Edition, where we're playing, once again, the Order of the D. Last year, we had two great dungeon masters guiding us through our adventure in Nathan and Katie. Please check out the 2020 celebratory adventures that they were, because I am super pleased to announce our latest guest dungeon master, and it's none other than Tessa Bryce from Nerdsmith, who you may remember from Morty's Devils, where she played the incomparable season 2 character of... Season 2 unfortunately came to a shortened close and none of it got released, but I have reached out to all of the players of Morty's Devils and I've asked them to hop on and run a game for my family. So without further ado, I'd love to turn the control of today's session over to Tessa, who will lead us on a merry romp.
Well, hello, everybody. As Kyle said, I am Tessa. I am one of the executive directors over at Nerdsmith. You can find me in a variety of places. I stream over on the We Are Nerdsmith network on Twitch, and I'm on several different podcasts as well on that network. And you can also find me on startplaying.games if you are ever interested in having a session with me.
Please do. Let this be a great example of the quality professional services that Tessa can bring to you as your paid dungeon master.
Oh, goodness.
Let's all put our hands together and welcome Tessa to our table. Woo! Virtual or otherwise.
Yay!
All right, so I believe you guys were on your way to a new place, is what I heard.
Yes.
The four of you are walking down a cobblestone road that leads into a great big forest. The forest itself is more jungle in nature than conifer and redwoods and deciduous trees, more like a giant banyan tree where the roots are all intertwined and the trees work together to make up the entire system.
Oh, I should just let you all know that that over there is a banyan tree and all of the roots connect to the same thing. I know this from the overview.
Stop bragging.
Benson.
It is a gorgeous day out.
You snored so loud last night that you made me stay up all night.
I am so sorry. I have some smoke in my lungs and throat. It's from the fire breathing from yesterday, of course. But nonetheless, it is a gorgeous day, yes, no?
It is.
It is surprisingly warm. Never mind.
As you are traveling down the cobblestones, you begin to hear what sounds like a cart up ahead. And you can hear songbirds of a variety of species. You hear what sounds like some cat hissing and meowing, maybe some strange dog barking, and over all of it, the sound of somebody singing loudly and off-key.
Oh, we're gonna go down to the store, and we're gonna sell our wares, and it's gonna be fun, and we're gonna do the thing. Stop barking! Come on, we gotta go!
Do you know that song, Valeria?
No.
Oh, we're gonna go down to the store. I don't know the barking part, though. That is new to me.
Valeria is just, like, very confused. Just because I'm a bard doesn't mean I know every song ever.
It is true. I didn't assume that you did. I asked the question.
It sounded semi-autobiographical in nature, like they were singing about their experiences as they were having them. But I know nothing about music.
Sounds like a tune a child would sing.
How wide is this cobblestone path? We're on our cart as well with our two horses, Bashy and Jerry, and I believe Coasty's probably leading the horses today.
Yep.
It's a fairly wide path. There would be enough room for two carts to travel side by side past one another. As it gets thicker into the forest, it definitely condenses down into one path. But at this point, since you're just on the outskirts, it's pretty easy to get through.
Oh, I'm so glad we are in a passing lane. Yes, no? Let's pull the cart a little slower so that we can navigate in case they are an extra wide or they have some Clydesdales or something.
All right.
As you slow down and pull slightly off to one side just to give some extra room, you see a small goblin with this incredible cart all covered in a variety of different colors, just almost garish in the way they clash with one another. And there's a variety of cages, and you can see animals of all different types. There's some pseudo dragons in a cage. And what it says on the front in a big sign that's kind of painted on one side is Pugnut's Oddities. And there's this little goblin, and he seems to be riding on a strange-looking donkey that is pulling the cart.
What's strange about the donkey?
It looks like a unicorn, but it's definitely not a horse.
Hello, good day. How are you?
How far is the road ahead? Have you come for long?
Oh, well, let's see. It's quite lovely in there. And are you looking to go quickly through the forest, or are you planning on taking the sightseeing route? Because I can give you some information if you need to know which direction you should turn.
Oh, yes, of course. We are not sightseers. We are adventurers and have been sent in this vicinity to deal with a problem. I have forgotten much about what that story was. But nonetheless, we are here.
Adventurers, eh? Would you be interested in earning some coin, potentially, if you have some time?
It depends on what the adventure is, yes, no?
Sure. I don't know.
We do like money, typically.
Oh, excellent.
Well, one of us in our group likes money.
Well, it's shiny, and I do like shiny things.
Shiny is good. I like the shiny. Shiny is very, very good. So, I have been searching for a certain type of pet. As you can see, I am a familiar vendor. I vend many, many familiars for spellcrafters and others, and pets of the mundane variety as well. And I really want a pet of my own. You see, I have to give all of these ones to other people. So I would like to find a particular rumored pet that I have heard about in this forest. And I was wondering if maybe I could send you on a quest to find it for me.
Oh, yes. Of course. That sounds delightful. We have a notable animal handler in our group, I will admit.
Wait, who is it?
It's me.
It's you? Oh.
Yes.
None of us are rangers, though.
I mean,
or Ghost druids.
Good at handling animals. You see how he is with his strange frog companion.
That's true.
I mean,
and
he is
the horses.
He does stuff with people, animals.
That's good. So, what I have heard of is that there, somewhere in this forest, is the entrance to a dire dragon's nest. And there is a dire dragon egg that has been laid, and I would really, really like to have the dire dragon as my pet. Now, I know it's kind of scary because dire dragons are real big, but what I have heard is that the nest has been abandoned. So, this poor, poor baby, I will be its mama, but I need someone to get the egg for me.
Oh, I don't say that would be a problem, and it sounds like a great tale, yes, no? I do like the tales.
You like the money that comes with the tales.
I mean, your name is Pugnut, yes,
no? Yes, I am Pugnut.
Well, you have the courtesy of meeting the Order of the D. And I am, of course, Benson. And this over here to my left, the
Hello.
White ravishing dragonborn, is none oh, other than...
Thank you. Thayan Dragonia, it's nice to meet you.
Oh, it's lovely to meet you. And you both are...
Valeria Dragonia.
Coasty, no, I don't have a last name.
That's okay. I don't have a last name either. That's why we make our names.
Yes, well.
We could give you a last name. Do you want to be a Dragonia?
Stop letting people come to our village.
I am delighted to find out how much you're willing to pay for this egg.
Well, so, there are rumored treasures to be in this nest, and whatever you guys can carry is absolutely yours. The only thing I want is the egg. But I've heard that there are potions and gold and jewels and all sorts of stuff that you will be able to find on the way there. Now, if it turns out that this rumor is false and there is no egg, then I am happy to compensate you with 1,200 gold and any animal companion of your choosing.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like the unipotato.
The unipotato?
Yes.
I mean,
very striking.
But we already have two horses.
Fair. Well, he could just sit on my lap and I will stroke his mane.
He's good at cuddling.
What do you think, Dobby? Do you want a friend?
Aw.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Oh my gosh, so cute.
Aw.
He says yes.
Had to translate that, didn't you? Okay, so you'll just wait here and we'll go off and get the egg.
Yes, well, I will stay right here. It's a little hard to maneuver with your horses through the forest, so if you want, I will take care of them for you, and I will stay right here and make sure that they are well fed until you return.
Yes, this sounds like an exceptionally good way of stealing our cart, but I believe you 110%, so let's go.
We can do an insight check.
Goblin's honor, I would never do such a thing.
I'm going to do an insight check on the goblin.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that was sus.
I'm gonna do one
too. Right.
Oh, I will point out the Order of the D seems to roll phenomenally well at all times.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's awesome.
I got a 24.
He is 100% telling you the truth. He would never dream of stealing your animals.
I trust this goblin. As long as nothing comes along and kills the goblin, we should be okay.
Well, if your insight is, of course, extremely keen. So, do we go to the left or the right?
So, if you go off to the left and travel through the forest, you will reach a hidden cave. And through the cave is where the dire dragon's nest is.
And you can give us general directions to the hidden cave,
yes, ma'am? Yes, you will pass a deep pool on your right as you continue on and follow the stream that feeds into the pool to the cave's entrance.
Follow the stream. I think we can do that. Okay, well, Jerry, Bashy,
and I bop them both on their snouts. Be good.
Oh, no problem. I am excellent, excellent, excellent with animals.
And he hops off his little unimule and pulls out two sugar cubes from seemingly nowhere and starts giving the horses sugar cubes.
Well, now I must brush their teeth afterwards because you should never go to bed after having sugar and not have brushed your teeth.
I brush their teeth.
I think we may be doubling up. I even have my own toothbrush for them,
and it's Valeria's toothbrush.
Hey, that's mine!
Well, this is getting awkward. Onward! And I point the toothbrush forward and I just, like, head off into the jungle.
Well, I'll follow.
You're buying me a new toothbrush that's not touched horse's teeth.
Horse's teeth are just as clean as your mouth, I assume. I don't really know. I don't. Is that true? Is that true,
Posty? That's not true.
Oh.
They're much, much dirtier because of all the hay that they're eating and grass.
Oh, damn.
Consuming dirt.
This conversation is great, but I'm in the lead and have no idea where we're going because I'm an idiot. So, with someone else who is more capable of tromping through the wilderness and hacking through the vines, perhaps take the lead on this?
I will take the lead.
Is your pretty little robe going to get dirty?
No, we're in the jungle. Oh, I stepped in something squishy.
You look down and there's a big old muddy spot where you just stepped in and splattered up a little bit up to your knee on your robe.
My poor slippers.
Don't worry, Benson. I have an extra pair for you.
Aww.
You would do that for me. Let's leave them on the cart. They will doubtlessly get messy as well.
And so off you tromp into this forest. It is just completely alive with sounds. You can hear birds of all type singing in the sunlight. You can see little animals grazing here and there, rabbits darting in and out of copses of clover, getting little nibbles. All in all, it seems incredibly peaceful.
This is very relaxing. Yes, no?
Yep, this reminds me of my old soldier days.
Oh, did you spend much time in the jungle then?
Yep. We had to go to the jungle to train to even become a soldier.
Oh.
Like your basic training was in the jungle?
Yeah, and it was a rainforest, so it was raining everywhere. Tons of mud.
Mud, did you say? Oh, okay, well, I am not the greatest with mud, I will let you all know.
We know that already.
Yes, I would gather. We have been together for quite some time now.
As you are walking along, you hear a loud crunch as if...
I'm so sorry.
As if a large beast of some sort has stepped on a large twig, and you hear kind of a snuffling in the forest nearby.
Oh my goodness.
Do you think it is another dire boar?
Maybe.
I think I'm going to roll for a stealth check.
All right.
Oh, you shall get stealthy. Perhaps you could roll a nature check, or does anyone know what this snuffling could possibly be for sounds?
I guess I'll roll a nature.
Not so good at the nature you are, Ghosty.
I'm just going to roll stealth.
Oh, he's rolling stealth instead.
All right. Just let me know what you get.
7.
All righty.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I step on a...
Twig yourself? Twig. You're like, twig? I see your twig. You take this twig. Snap.
Are we all being stealthy?
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to be, but I'm not very good at that, so.
Flary, are you behind Coasty or being stealthy as well? Flary, it's up to the two of us. If we don't both succeed at this, we will fail.
I run into a tree and clank with my chainmail really loudly. I got a 1.
So. Awesome.
I got a nat 20.
Awesome.
It puts me at like a 24 or something.
You cushion part of my blow.
I will absolutely allow that. If you would like to use your natural 20 to attempt to soften the natural 1... You may do so, or you can be...
It's all down to Robin, to whether or not she's succeeded.
I got an 11.
All right.
Alrighty.
So that's our median is 11.
Yeah, alrighty. So, you try to be stealthy, and you hear the snuffling kind of stop, and the snort kind of stop for a moment, and Benson, you just disappear up a tree. You're like, I'm out. I don't know what this is. I'm gone. So you just seem to vanish. The rest of you... Well, Benson, you can see this, but you see a tiny horn begin to peek through some of the foliage, followed by what looks remarkably like a French bulldog's face and a triceratops ridge of horns as a tiny little dinosaur comes out.
Adorable.
I want to keep him.
And he's about the size of a French bulldog.
Is it the baby, or was that the thing that made the sounds? Flaria,
I'm on a branch right above your head, looking down at
you. I don't know.
Okay, well, any guesses? Is this a baby, or is this the grown-up?
What?
It looks remarkably small, so if there's the larger one, be prepared for a large boy.
I think I want to make an athletics check or a hide check.
Okay.
Stealth, again?
Yeah, stealth.
You're going to try and hide again? All right, go ahead.
20, unnatural.
Nice. You fade into the background as if you were never there.
And my frog, he just sticks onto a tree.
Perfect.
Camouflages.
Does anyone know what this animal is? Does it look like a meat eater?
I mean, like horns, typically, like if I'm thinking about horns on Dragonborn, they appear because of sexual dimorphism that happens during our teen years.
I love it when you say the sexy words of learning and knowledge.
I'm just saying that, like, it's probably full grown. I'm happy to be disproven, Mama Triceratops.
It's odd that you should say that.
I'm in a bush.
You are very much.
Do you say that to everyone?
I'm in a bush.
I don't say that. I whisper. I'm in a bush.
Okay.
I'm bush boy.
You're a bush boy.
Okay.
Excellent. You don't hear so much as you feel the ground beginning to tremble as you hear more snuffling, which sounds a little bit alarmed and much larger.
I'm going to back away from the tiny dinosaur. cautiously.
It's very good that none of us tried to capture it and make it our pet and then have Mama come and tell us no.
Yeah.
And as you back away, the brush parts, only trees begin to part, as well as a gargantuan version of the same creature pushes its way through the forest.
It's a Tarrasque, run!
It's a meow meow.
And she just lets out this huge trumpet of a call.
Does anybody want to do the trumpet sound?
Yes, exactly like that. Perfect.
Or did Robin want to do one?
Oh, I like that. That was very good. And the baby quickly turns around and goes back to Mama. Judging by the size of those horns, it was probably a good thing we did not try to make this baby Ngobu, is what it's called, your friend.
Baby.
Dinosaur, go back to Mama.
Baby.
Wow, that is a close encounter.
Ark.
Did the trees get pushed in the tree I was on get pushed and I fall out of it?
Why don't you give me a dexterity save and we'll figure out if you fall out or not.
No, I fail.
You definitely fall out.
Oh, I've landed in some more mud.
Well, mud is a good sign because that means the ground is wet, which means you must be getting close to a pool.
Oh, thank you, narrator.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, all-knowing deity.
I'll take
it. Here's a thing about Kosti. Since he leveled up, he turned into a psychic warrior.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
It's just the voice of your psychic warrior in your head telling you that you're getting close.
Well, let us fan out a bit and look for this, how do you say, pool?
Pool is one of the easiest words to pronounce.
I say how do you say because it is a mnemonic device for me to how do you say, move my sentence along.
You don't need to say it. Let's go find this pool.
Okay, yes. I go a bit to the left.
Alrighty. So you go a bit to the left. I'd like you to make a perception check for me.
Is everybody looking around?
Yes. Everybody may make it.
Could it be perception or survival?
Either one. Your choice.
I am no good at either of those things. I largely just lean against a tree.
All right.
With my 10.
Okay.
12.
11. 23.
Excellent. Well, that makes it very easy. So.
It sure does.
While the majority of you are looking around, you do hear a little trickle off to the left. It sounds like a brook, perhaps. Although, Valeria, you can see it through the trees. You see a waterfall cascading down the side of a large hill into a beautiful crystalline pool of water.
Oh, damn. It's right there. The pool.
As described in the brochure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did someone find something?
I did.
Where are you?
Make a left and then a right.
Okay. I make my way over to them after they call out a few times.
I want to be stealthy.
All right. So you're going to stealth your way over.
Then a 13.
Very nice. So you make your way over to this crystal pool. Steam is rising from the body of water into the jungle mist. There's a large waterfall pouring into one side of it and a small stream trickling off into the rest of the forest.
I go over and I get a little cloth, a little damp, and then I try to wipe the mud off my posterior that I've fallen into and try to clean up my slipper. But everything is silk, so it's not good.
Everyone else, except for Benson, please give me a perception check as he does this.
18.
15.
18.
Ooh.
Excellent. So as he is trying to wipe off his clothes, instead of ruining the silk, the water leaves behind an iridescent shimmer, almost highlighting the places it's been. And it comes out completely pristine.
Ooh.
Benson, do you want to cover your robes in more of that?
No, I don't wish to be soaking wet. I'm just trying to get this mud off.
You look sparkly.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you really
bring it out. No, your robes look sparkly.
What? Oh my goodness. Is this the fabled pool of prestidigitation?
Well, it's a pool of something. It may not be water.
It might be glitter.
Well, then you'll never get it off.
Can I roll a forever arcana check to see if I know anything about it?
Absolutely.
I do not. I have a
I'm
total
roll
of six.
One too. All right. Then I'm going to roll one too. 11?
All right. Should you want to, you can absolutely take a sample of it if you would like.
I don't think that I want whatever it did to the outside of my robe on the inside of my body.
No, no, like in a flask or something. Take a sample and examine later.
I was conjecturing just imbibing some. That did not seem like a great idea.
I'm going to take a sample.
You know when you're in the big city and they advertise those cleanses?
No, but there was the leech man and I was very tempted. They were magical leeches.
There was a magical yogurt egg?
He said a great deal about how the magical leeches would suck out the taint that comes from casting many spells over and over and over again. That is a residue that
builds up in your body. Dude wanted to eat your magic. Yo Magic. Yeah,
that was his name. His name was Yo Magic.
He's like, I want to help you with your magic. Your magic is dirty.
But I found all the seals on these bottles to be very difficult to open, so I did not buy any.
As you are talking about this, you see a little bit of Benson's cloak starting to appear in a duplicate next to him.
Oh my god.
Benson, a little bit of your cloak is duplicating next to you?
That is, I don't, well, that's new.
And then it begins to fade.
Oh, it is not a substantial amount. I just take one of my slippers off and I just dunk it completely in the pool.
Okay. As your hand touches it a little bit with the tips of your fingers, it's very, very cold. And while the pool itself is completely smooth as glass, as you touch, there's almost no bit of rippling across the surface. And as you pull the slipper out, it's completely clean, iridescent, and a second one appears next to it, with just the tips of your fingers holding it as almost a duplicate of yourself, and then it begins to fade.
A second me?
Let's get away from here right now.
I don't know. I think there is much advantages to another Benson.
No, you just want to jump. What would happen if that Benson was evil and killed
you? Had a mustache.
Does this slipper look evil to you? I mean,
it's not an animate object.
Is it wet or...
It is not wet. It feels completely dry.
Can you hold the other slipper? What are you going to do with two left shoes?
I mean, I have two left feet, so it does work out very well for me in this instance. Yeah, is it a mirror of the shoe or the exact same shoe?
It is the exact same shoe.
While no one is looking, I take my hand and I plunge my hand right into the pool.
Oh, all right. No.
Next to you, a duplicate of the same hand begins to appear and form.
I just leave my hand there.
As
in the pool.
Much as you submerge, it's as much forms. And then it stops.
Coming out of the pool?
Coming out of the pool.
Or...
That's cool.
So and what if I pull my hand out?
It begins to fade slowly, but it does stay. It's like something happens as you enter it, but it's not giving quite as much.
I toss my slipper behind me, keeping my hand in the pool. I reach out and grab the other hand that's appeared, and I pull it towards me while my hand is still in the pool.
You have a disembodied hand.
That's weird. You have to go fully in.
I pat myself on the back with my own arm.
You have to go in.
And then I throw it in the pool.
That's what I'm telling you. You have to go in.
What happens when I put the fake arm in the pool as well?
When the fake arm goes into the pool, oh my God. The fake arm goes in the pool as well. A third arm begins to form.
What happens?
What happens when you put both fake arms into the pool?
This feels like Inception.
What happens if I scoop some water out and then throw it?
Oh, okay.
How deep is the pool?
It is deep. You could absolutely bathe in it if you wanted to.
Do it.
Benson, don't you want another?
It looks really cold, though, or really warm? You said steam is
steam
rising.
Steam is rising from it, which is weird because when you touch it, it is very cool to the touch. Not freezing, but it's cool.
We should definitely take some of this magical liquid for our own needs and purposes. But
use is unknown. But
what happens when Coasty splashes some of the water onto something?
What are you splashing it on?
Onto Blobby.
Oh, Blobby, your frog? Do you get him all covered completely 100%?
Yeah.
You suddenly see as Blobby becomes two Blobbies. Hmm. And now you have an illusory duplicate of Blobby in addition to your normal Blobby. It appears exactly the same.
Blobby scratches his chin.
What are you going to name secondary Blobby?
Blobby Illusion.
Blobby Illusion. Excellent.
Blobby 2.0 point I.
All right, I'll just go in the pool while they're all looking at Blobby.
Oh, all right.
I knew it was a matter of time.
It was just a matter of time.
All right, see?
Benson getting to interact with himself would be like a dream come true.
You say that now. All right, so you enter the pool, and it is a little cold, but...
It's a little cold!
As you go inside, right next to you, a duplicate of yourself appears.
Hello.
looks at you, and then immediately shoves you under the water.
Of course.
Well, he's an asshole.
We're not looking at you.
You might need to roll initiative.
I've always wanted to kick Benton in the head.
This is your opportunity to do so.
But how would we know which is the real Benton?
That's a good question.
I rolled a 1. I'm not rolling well. You jinxed me with your... We always roll well.
Got an 18.
I have a 17.
12.
All right. The illusory Benton, who looks exactly like the regular Benton, is standing in the pool with one hand down on the other Benson, just kind of looking around like nothing's going on. Pay no attention to what's happening over here. Just trying to hold him under without attracting any attention of anybody else. And then that leads us to Coasty's turn.
I should probably hear a splash since the shoving underwater thing.
Why don't you make a perception check to see if you heard that?
21.
You definitely heard the splash. Something is fishy over there. So you look over and you see what appears to be Benson hanging out. Just standing there in the pool.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. If he's got his hand pushed into the pool, is there another hand coming out of the
there
pool?
There is not.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm like, huh, I wonder if that's a fake Benson.
Do you do anything about that wondering?
I walk over to it and slap it.
Okay. So as you enter the pool.
I don't enter it.
You don't enter it. You just walk around to the outside?
Yeah.
Very smart. So you walk around to the outside and you slap the Benson and you make connections and the Benson goes, ow, that hurts. Why would you do this?
What is my favorite thing in the entire world?
It is your frog, Blobby, of course.
No, it is the memories I've had with the group. And I pull out my sword.
All right.
I love how they just casually ask each other that. What's my favorite thing in the world? The memories you've had with the group.
Benson, really quickly, what is your HP maximum, please?
34.
Thank you. So you walked over, you made a check, and you talked with him a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and say that was your 6 seconds for your round there, and we're going to go to the real Benson. And you shall be able to attack next turn.
Sound good? Or did you want to action surge?
Well, I kind of... Yeah, I'm an action surge.
Absolutely. Sure. Go for it.
Then I'm going to slice him with my great sword.
With your Winter's Dark Bite, right?
Ooh.
It has a red rim with a blue swirl around the hilt, and on the sword it's completely black, but it looks like bites, like teeth marks, but they're not engraved into the blade.
Like something actually bit it? That's very cool.
That is amazing.
Does it do anything in particular? Is it magic?
It's a +3 weapon.
Nice.
Like, as a magic sword. And it is from the Stranger Things module.
Nice. All right, Coasty, go ahead and roll to hit this version of Benson.
It is a +10. +10. 26.
I would say that I'm assuming, Benson, that the 26 would hit you.
I don't know of anything that a 26 wouldn't hit.
Agreed. So, yes, you make contact. So go ahead and roll damage.
Okay, so do you want to make this a psionic strike?
Yeah.
Then you get to use, because this is your new thing as a Psy Warrior, you can add one of your Psy dice, psionic energy dice, which is a D6, to the damage on this attack.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to roll 3D6
and two
plus 8. And if you roll 1s or 2s on these dice, you get to reroll them.
Okay.
There you go.
19.
Excellent. So as your sword goes into this Benson, it pierces straight through, and the snow that this Benson is created out of begins to melt and drip away and floats back into the pool as if it never existed. And the real Benson is able to stand.
I like that fake Benson was called Benson.
Yes, that's how I was able to that's how I differentiated them.
That was awesome. That was so good. Because the only way across this pool is to fight a sea of doppelgangers.
I didn't get to hear that quiz because I'm under the water and I come bursting out, spluttering. But there's no water that comes out when I burst.
Correct.
Out?
There's no water. You come back.
And how much did I drink?
You probably swallowed at least 2 mouthfuls, but it doesn't seem to have affected you.
It's not duplicating my
stomach. It is not duplicating your stomach.
I come crawling out of the water, but no longer sopping wet. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, am I always such an asshole?
Yep.
I don't think any of you should go into the pool. I think that watching yourself die from beneath the water is the stuff of nightmares.
Blobby with his little toothpick stabs the imposter Blobby.
And the imposter Blobby melts as if it was snow.
I'm imagining that the Blobby scene, like, even though it looked to us like Hugh just like stabbed him, it was actually like a whole showdown, Western style. Like,
no, it was an anime fight.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yes.
Absolutely. The imposter Blobby grew really spiky green hair, went Super Saiyan, had some big muscles that appeared out of nowhere.
And Blobby was like, poke.
And he just deflated and melted away like snow.
I go and grab real Blobby. I was like, do not jump in.
So it is easy enough to walk around the pool to where the stream goes off. You don't need to cross it necessarily to get to the stream.
So I'm just thinking, as we're walking around the pool, if we took a few flasks of this stuff, and then we perhaps just doused some gold in it, it would temporarily duplicate the gold.
So, and then, so what if we doused the gold and then gave it to someone?
What? Well, that is what I was thinking, was like, you could then buy certain things, and the gold, of course, would vanish later, and so it's a very passive form of theft, yes, no?
Thane just, like, stares agawk at Benson.
No, I understand. Yes, of course. What a terrible idea. We would never do such a thing. Get a flask.
There's, like, cheating bad people, but like cheating regular merchants that are just trying to make their way in the world and feed their families. Benson.
I mean, they are all still capitalists. Yes, no?
Thane's eyes like roll up in her eye sockets, and it's like you broke her just for a second. And then she's just like, okay, but say we have to capture an evil jewel from somebody who has stolen something, and we end up doing the old switcheroo and replacing the evil jewel with a faux real jewel. That's the sort of thing that, like, you know, maybe we could use it for, but just to cheat people for gold? Like,
no, you're very right. I apologize. I should not have talked about it in such a way. Let's get a flask anyway. Just
No, I agree. It's very useful, but like,
why don't you be in charge of it, as you are the moral compass of our expedition, and I will doubtlessly use it for silly and unfortunate things.
Like, you're just talking about a brief discount rather than something that could make a material weight in an ethical decision.
Here is a flask full of this stuff.
Okay. I'll put it in my bag.
All right, so you have one flask of simulacrum potion.
Hey, Kosti, what were they talking about?
I don't know. They always argue. Who do you mean? Who do you mean?
Benson. And
I open up my explorer's pack and pull out some pickles and give Bobby a treat.
Now I want pickles. Pickles sound really good.
We actually saw him because I got covered in pickles and I was pretending to be a frog.
That's a good way. That's excellent. So you walk down this stream, and it's fairly easy going. It's clear, and the sun is streaking through the leaves of the canopy, and you follow it to one of the largest trees you have ever seen. It is probably half a kilometer to walk around it in diameter. And there's a large crack that goes up several stories, making a cave entrance where the stream is slowly trickling out of one side.
That is a very large tree. Flare it. Do you think that this is the place where we need to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Is anyone hurt? Do we need to take a little rest? I'm feeling great.
I think we should go in right away. What if the dragon's already hatched?
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't. That would not be a good idea.
Usually eggs need heat to incubate.
What if it's pretty warm in there, like a spa?
It's like, it's got like a little towel around it.
And it's chilling in a hot tub.
I mean, maybe.
I love that visual. Just the egg sitting in the hot tub, just kind of, this is good.
Chill. A dire dragon. That's so scary.
Well, who shall go first? I cast Light Shirak
upon an object that Falaria is carrying so that we can go into the cave.
Benson, why don't you just cast Light on Blobby?
Sure, I cast Light on Blobby as well. Shirak, is there some sort of light source that you would like, Thane? Would you like your hand? Can I take your hand, Thane? I hold her hand.
Are you
Lady... I think about a while. I forget to say Chirac, and I just hold her hand.
Ben-san,
I poke
Chirac.
Your arm.
Oh, yeah, Chirac. Ah.
Blobby's thwarted again, Ben-san.
So you enter the tree.
How pitiful you are.
It's fun flirting with my wife.
It's adorable, and I'm here for it. As you walk in, glitter greets your eyes, flickering off the light that you've created. Seems like there is hints of gold and silver and copper scattered all through here, bouncing off the light from Blobby, from your hand. Flaria, please give me a perception check.
7.
Flaria, you trip over a box of something and land in the dirt of the tree. And as you hit the ground and you push yourself up, the ground is firm and cold, and you come up with a handful of gold coins.
Oh, damn.
And as you look around, there are coins everywhere scattered through the tree.
That's funny, because we're watching Desolation of Smaug right now, and so I can kind of picture that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you look around, and there's treasure everywhere in here.
How do we carry all this back?
I don't want to leave.
It's very sparkly.
Then, Son, this is not your home.
Look, I want to make very clear that maybe you guys haven't noticed. It's been 4 years. I am playing a red dragonborn with a gold dragonborn sorcerer type. So I am both
red
and a gold dragon. And what do I love more than anything other
money.
Than Than
I love fans.
Glittering shiny things,
you like
and
gold
I just
more
want to.
Me.
I don't ever even like spending it. I just like to amass.
He just wants it as his bed, like Scrooge McDuck. I need somebody to draw Scrooge McDuck as a dragon
and just diving into this pile.
Yeah, diving into the pool of money.
Ben-san, why don't you just fill your bag up with it?
To take even a small part of it when you couldn't take all of it seems a waste. If only we had a bag of holding or some other thing to.
We do have a bag of holding.
We do?
I think we do.
No.
Oh, we don't?
It's because we have a cart. We have a cart to carry all of our stuff.
We've been adventuring for 4 years and we don't have one.
I just sit down and I start doing the math on how to get how much of this will fit in our cart and how long it will take for us to travel. And I'm literally like, I've pulled out a piece of parchment and a pencil and I'm like, Kosti can carry about 60 pounds. It took us 40 minutes to get. And this is what's going on with Ben-san. So anything you describe at this point, he's not paying attention to.
Flaria, you did trip over a box. And as you look around, there are several other chests and things around. Perhaps if you explore, you might find some useful items. And you were told that any treasure you find is yours to keep as part of your payment.
Yeah, I'm going to start looking around.
Ben-san, by the way, I'm not carrying any of the gold that you want.
But it's for the party, not just for me, of course. Yes, no. I mean, your strong back and everything goes to
just a 12 investigation check.
Very strenuously into all of my calculations. If I were to remove you, I would double, triple, quadruple our time in returning. And you don't wish to waste your time not doing anything, yes, no?
I think you're going insane.
I wipe drool away from the bottom of my mouth.
So, Thane, you see several of these chests as well. And as you're exploring a little more, you realize that some of the gold is fake and some of it is real. So you will have to spend a little bit of time figuring out which is the fool's gold and which is not. But there are chests and other things to explore.
Ben-san, some of this is fake.
Oh, no.
That just means that you're not going to have as much as this big is.
Yes, of course. I shall, of course.
I crumple up my piece of parchment, throw it behind me, and start doing new math and checking the coins to see, can I...
Not new math.
Yeah. New math. Lines and dots.
Flaria, do you check out the box that you tripped over?
Flaria, she's just walking, like, hands in her pockets, looking around at this, like, shiny cave. She, like, mutters something about Ben-san being annoying in the back, and then, like, all of a sudden, her foot gets caught on, like, the latch of a box, and the box flips because she's heavier than the box, and she just face plants into a pile of gold.
All right, so you face plant into the pile of gold, and the box opens because it was not locked. And inside, you see something that catches your eye. You see 10 beautiful strings encased around what looks to be a sharpened blade. And you can hear just a little bit of music vibrating from the strings as it opens up.
It's a magical knife.
That was great physical role-playing, Robin. As you shocked and stunned Robin, do you investigate it further?
Yeah, she picks up, brandishes it to the rest of the party who are like, she's like deeper into the cave. Magical knife! Benson, there's a magical knife.
As you pick it up, it fits perfectly in your hand and begins to hum with magical energy.
Ooh.
The base of it seems to connect with you on some level. And as you wave it around, something unlocks and the blade expands further out, becoming a katana.
The magical knife!
You mean magical katana?
Yeah, sure, whatever. It's a magical knife. So it's a battle lute.
It's a harpsichord.
In some ways. A harpsichord.
It's a harpsichord. Harptana.
Yeah, no, this is mine.
As you look over it, you see words engraved into the side.
Sweet. Yoink.
Do you say the words on the side?
Oh, yeah, no. She, like, grossly mispronounces them, but she says them.
All right, so you utter out the words play and slay, and the entire thing extends back into a harp. And if you say it again, it extends back into the katana and back.
Nice.
Pretty. And it is a +1 weapon and a +1 instrument.
That's weird how play and slay in Draconic is accordion.
Yes.
I want to search through this gold to find something valuable that the party or our horses could have to brighten their day.
All right. Well, why doesn't everybody go ahead and give me an investigation check as you guys are all searching through this treasure hoard that you have found?
12.
14.
All righty.
Benson is still doing math. I have a 4.
Okay.
So, i.e., he's spending his time picking up a coin, trying to ascertain if it's real or not, and he's throwing it, if it's real, into one pile, if it's fake, into another pile, and if it's indeterminate, into a third pile, and the third pile is grossly larger than either of the other two piles.
Alrighty. Coasty, as you are looking around, and Blobby is helping you, Blobby hops up onto a small glass ball, which begins to float and emit light as you find a drift globe. It begins to follow you around while you hunt, giving you some extra light.
Wow.
Wow, a cool ball.
Then you find 2 potions of healing and another potion bottle that has plants engraved all around it. It's this thick, swirling green liquid.
One potion with plants. Mm-hmm.
Valeria, you find a beautiful black velvet mask with silver thread embroidery. I'm not sure if it's magic, but...
Valeria does the whistle thing that I can't do.
There you go.
That.
And if it's not magic, it'll still be worth about 25 gold, you estimate.
She, like, puts it on, like, does, like, a play mockery of what, like, a ball dance would look like. Oh, I'm so pretty.
It looks very nice. Looks very nice.
I'm going to roll another investigation check just to see if I can find any more things that are interesting.
Alrighty. Benson, as you're searching through, you find 2 moonstones worth about 50 gold and a pearl worth 100 gold.
Yes, I'm rich.
Can I roll an investigation check for Blobby?
Sure. You can roll it at advantage, too, because he is sitting on that drift globe, which is lighting up the room like it's daylight.
Oh, so my check, I got an 18. Mm-hmm. And for Blobby's, he got a 14.
All right. So you find a large gold bracelet worth about 250 gold, and Blobby finds a set of bone dice worth 25 gold.
I feel like rolling for the third and final...
Alrighty.
Well, I'm still counting, so yes, that makes perfect sense. Has anyone... I shout out while you go investigating. And we're here for an egg or something.
Yes.
I have forgotten entirely in my...
A dire dragon egg.
What does the music sound like when you play the harp? Does it need to be tuned, Blair?
I don't think it does. Bring, bring, bring.
On Blobby's check, he got a natural 20.
Oh, nice. You found a large bag. It seems to be empty, but when you hold it up...
I fold it inside out.
No, you don't.
Because Will knows what happens when those sort of things
really?
Happen.
Oh, really? He's done it before?
Yes.
You turn it inside out?
This is what you always do.
I do it inside out at the bottom. I turn it inside out at the bottom.
All right, 1 second.
burn brighter than yesterday. And through the battles we wage, when our shields fall away, the armor cracks and breaks. If ever our torches fade,
thanks for listening to Tavern Tales Family, The Order of the D, Episode 1. If you enjoyed the episode, please feel free to give us a rating on iTunes and check us out at www.taverntales.ca or on Twitter at tavern_tales. Our intro and outro music is the song Dragonhearted, a single by Tryhard Ninja. Find out more about Tryhard Ninja on Twitter at Tryhard Ninja or on iTunes at Tryhard Ninja or check out their channel on YouTube. Try Hard Ninja. Thanks again, and see you next week for another adventure.
Oh, God.
I always put terrible things in bags of
holding. Was it since I gave you that,
yes,
that bag of holding that was filled with teeth and toenails clippings?
Yeah, everything or since skin then has had fingernail hair clippings in it. Yeah. Every single one.
I once gave them a
moldy cheese sandwiches.
Yeah,
that's awful.
I gave one that had a stale, solid birthday cake and deflated balloons.
It's the best thing ever to give people bags of holding, but they're filled with like really disgusting things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.